Today's program will be presented in Dari and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, and Thai. در همه جای دنیا اعمال پرمهر را می توانیم مشاهده کنیم که ما را تحت تأثیر قرار می دهند. مردم از اقشار ادیان و فرهنگ های گوناگون وظایفشان را وقف به دیگران می کنند تا به آنان بدون قید و شرط کمک نمایند. اقدامات شریفشان موجب ارتقای کل بشریت می شوند. برای قدردانی از این اقدامات شریف و همچنین برای این که افراد بیشتر از این الگوها الهام گیرند، استاد اعظم چینگ های جوایز را از روی محبت در نظر گرفتند تا از نمونه ترین، سخاوتمند ترین، خوشقلب ترین و شجاع ترین افراد تقدیر نمایند. این جوایز شامل جایزه رهبری درخشان جهانی، جایزه شفقت درخشان جهانی، جایزه قهرمان مرد زن درخشان جهانی، جایزه صداقت درخشان جهانی، جایزه حفاظت درخشان جهانی، جایزه نبوغ درخشان جهانی و جایزه مخترع درخشان جهانی می باشند. سلام بینندگان عزیز، امروز این افتخار را داریم که با دو دریافت کننده جایزه شفقت درخشان جهانی ملاقات کنیم که مؤسسه‌های غیر انتفاعی تأسیس کردند تا به هزاران اطفال آسیب پذیر افغانی کمک کنند.
If we educate a child in Afghanistan, we educate the entire family, and that family can impact the village. The village can change the society, and a changed society can impact the whole world.
خانم اندیشه فرید، مؤسسه و مدیر اجرایی یک ارگان غیرانتفاعی مقیم کابل، مؤسسه آموزشی و حمایت از کودکان افغان یا افسیکو می باشند. این ارگان به رسیدگی و سرپناه دادن به کودکان آسیب پذیر با ایجاد محیطی امن همراه با امکانات اولیه به شمول تعلیم، صحت و مراقبت و محبت می پردازد.
I myself grew up as a refugee, but when we moved to Afghanistan back in 1992, there was lots of suffering in the country. This really made me to help the people, particularly the children, because I believe that no one can guarantee peace and prosperity in Afghanistan unless the children are not properly raised and educated. I started the program back in 2003 with 20 children in a small orphanage in Pakistan, and today we have 11 orphanages in different parts of Afghanistan with over 600 kids.
پرورشگاه های افسیکو در شهرهای کابل، جلال آباد و هرات می باشند و اطفالی را از سراسر افغانستان در خود جا دادند. این افراد جوان مهارت های شغلی یاد می گیرند و تشویق می شوند ورزش، هنر و سایر فعالیت ها را انجام دهند.
This is the computer facility for me and orphanage for the older girls. So they do their homework over here, and in the meantime they learn some computer skills. everybody has to take part to keep themselves clean and keep their facility clean. This is the clinic for the orphanage. We have a physician that comes 3 times a week and do a checkup for all the kids in the orphanages, and we have a first aid class for some of the oldest girls and boys in the orphanage that helps others when they need them. So we have 2 students who act as a pharmacist. We just want them to love each other, to be happy in the orphanage, and respect each other regardless of gender, race, ethnic. And we just teach them through the daily life they have. Besides helping the children through our program, we would like to help the single mothers or widows through hiring them and give them jobs. And for instance, we have for the moment 12 widows that live in the orphanage with their kids. Her presence is for the betterment of the children in that particular orphanage.
اندیشه فرید از جهانیان میخواهند تا برای صلح و عدالت کار کنند.
Everybody in the world, either it's Afghanistan or China or United States or European countries, they should stand up for what they believe. So we have to change many things for the betterment of women and children in the world.
جهت قدردانی از خدمات خانم اندیشه فرید استاد اعظم چینگ های به ایشان جایزه شفقت درخشان جهانی همراه با $10,000 اعدا کردند تا بدین وسیله کار شریف ایشان را حمایت کنند.
Dear Ms. Farid, it is with great admiration and gratitude that we present to the Afghan Children Education and Care Organization the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of its outstanding altruism to nurture, shelter, and provide for vulnerable children, and for your heroic spirit of service to the community, ensuring a brighter future for all citizens. Thank you, Ms. Farid, for uplifting our world with your many inspirational examples of love in action. May all of Allah's children under your guidance flourish and be role models for the next generation in Afghanistan. For selflessly providing for the needs of the less fortunate, for your vision, wisdom, and courage to overcome all obstacles, for your benevolent generosity, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of AFSECO and its founder and executive director, Ms. Andisha Farid. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
علاوه بر تندیس کریستال، یک چک به مبلغ $10,000 از طرف استاد اعظم چینگ های نیز اعدا شد. به همراهی ادایایی از قبیل کتاب ها و DVD های استاد اعظم چینگ های. بخش بعدی در مورد مؤسسه آشیانه می باشد که هدف آن بهبود زندگی اطفال خیابانی و خانواده های آنهاست. آشیانه در سال 1995 توسط آقای یونس محمد که یک مهندس می باشد در شهر کابل تأسیس شد. اکنون این مؤسسه غیر انتفاعی در 16 مکان دیگر در افغانستان و برای حدود 3500 کودک خدمات فراهم می کنند. آموزش های خانگی و پروژه بورسیه برای تحصیلات نیز از فعالیت های این مؤسسه می باشد.
My wish is for the future of the children to have a better life and be able to have a good connection with the international community. I hope they will not suffer anymore by war. When they are African working children, if they have a skill in the future, they will take the part in the rehabilitation or reconstruction of the country. They will work for the peace and they will work for the future of themselves. Without skill, without education, it's impossible.
Engineer Yosef and the social workers who work with him in Afghanistan recruit children, primarily who are working on the streets, and they ask them if their parents or families will allow them to come to be educated for part of the day, and we also give them a nutritious meal and some medical attention if we are able to provide that for them. We work in the displaced persons camps, and those children are very anxious to do many things. They don't want a handout, so they come to Ashiana to learn to read and write so that they'll be better qualified for a job.
Engineer Yusuf is teaching the children not just reading and writing. He's teaching them the way of living. He doesn't go and build a center. He goes and talks to the elder of the village. He talks to the people and bring them together and make it theirs.
They're children from 5 until about 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. And we do also have an accelerated education program for women who had not been allowed to go to school.
مراکز آشیانه دروس دینی، ریاضی، خواندن و نوشتن به زبان دری و پشتو و آموزش‌های حرفه‌ای و زندگی ارائه می‌دهند.
We teach the children safety and how important it is for them to look out for each other and how important it is for them to be in school.
برنامه آموزشی آشیانه به کودکان کمک میکنند خلاقیت خود را پرورش دهند.
The artwork is therapeutic. They use their artwork as a means of expressing what they have been through and also as reinforcing the positive lessons that they learn.
I've seen the classes, they were playing basketball and they were playing karate. He's trying to have the children to be normal, to have fun. And if you would know, an Afghan woman loved to wear their makeup and put their nail polish, and one of the hairdressing was one of their enjoyable classes that I saw. When Engineer Yusuf was here, we sent with Engineer Yusuf tons of seeds of flowers and plants and vegetable, and he wants to have a little center that it would be a garden and flower center that he can teach the mothers how to cook the vegetable and how to learn about nutrition. And the flowers would be sold to restaurants and hotels by the children.
Now, majority of the people in the community and society, they know the importance of this education, because even some children from even working children, they are graduated from university, they are working in the government, different offices, some of them, they continue their education in the abroad. This reason, majority of the people of Afghanistan know the importance of the program of the Ashiana.
استاد اعظم چینگهای از خدمات آقای یونس محمد به واسطه تأسیس آشیانه تقدیر نموده و جایزه شفقت درخشان جهانی و $10,000 را برای ادامه کارهای نیکشان اهدا نمودند. این جایزه توسط خانم پاتریشیا سلبرمن رئیس هیئت مدیران آشیانه و خانم سیماس کالین نایب رئیس هیئت مدیران پذیرفته شد.
Dear Mr. Muhammad, it is with great admiration and gratitude that we present to the Ashiana Foundation the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of its outstanding efforts to provide safe centers for Afghani street children and for selfless spirit of service to the children of tomorrow and courageous leadership that uplifts humanity into an era of kindness. Compassionately responding to the needs of disadvantaged children and their families, Ashiana now operates programs in 16 locations across Afghanistan, serving over 3,500 children. Home-based education and school sponsorship projects are other welcome aspects of the foundation's endeavors. Children attending the centers learn to read and write in Dari and Pashto and are taught mathematics and religious studies and given life skills, training in subjects such as peace education, health, and personal development. for selflessly providing for the needs of the less fortunate for your vision, wisdom, and kind-hearted generosity, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Ashiana with special thanks to founder Mr. Engineer Youssef Mohammed, father of The Nest. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Engineer Youssef, I just want to say thank you to Supreme Master for helping the future and the children of Afghanistan. It's greatly appreciated.
همراه با تقدیرنامه تندیس کریستالی و هدایایی که شامل کتاب‌ها و دیویدی های استاد اعظم چینگهای بودن، کمک مالی $10,000 استاد اعظم چینگهای نیز تقدیم شد.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The money goes to Afghanistan. It directly support the children for their education and for their home that we sponsor the children.
We want to say thank you again to the Supreme Master that her vision of peace is very much shared by Engineer Youssef and the children of Ashiana, and we're very grateful for the support for that. And if more people thought along these terms, then maybe someday a place like Ashiana won't be needed anymore.
ما این دو ارگان شریف آشیانا و افسیگو و مسات و کارگنان سرسپرده آنها را به خاطر کارهای با محبتشان تحسین میکنیم، با امید اینکه زندگی کودکان و مردم افغان و همچنین آینده افغانستان هر روز درخشان تر شود. برای اطلاعات بیشتر در مورد مؤسسه آموزشی و حمایت از کودکان افغان، لطفاً از این سایت دیدن کنید. www.afsico.org. برای اطلاعات بیشتر از مؤسسه آشیانا، لطفاً از این سایت دیدن کنید. www.ashiana.org. از همراهی شما در برنامه امروز متشکریم. برنامه بعدی اخبار قابل توجه است که بعد از کلام حکمت پخش می شود. با آرزوی این که ما همواره در مسیر شفقت و مهربانی قدم بگذاریم. Thank you for your company on today's program. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May we always walk the path of kindness and compassion.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.